a bullshit corner where we bring you the bullshit. Well, now we bring you movie and or convention reviews. And today, we are going to be reviewing and recapping, filled with spoilers, go watch the movie, then come back. It is Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman. And I'm pretty excited. And as always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
First things first, what are some feels? Yay or nay for Wonder Woman?
You go first, Matt.
I'm trying to catch my breath. Sorry. No, the movie did not take my breath away. But yes, I did. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. It was definitely, I don't know how much it says, but it was way better than any of the other DC movies.
Yes.
But, I mean, overall, I thought it was a pretty good movie.
It was definitely better than all the Thors.
Once again, we're not that much comparing.
Now, I think it was really good, and it might just be because I came in with low expectations for the movie, but I was really, really happy and really emotional for a lot of the time. And we'll talk about some of those emotional scenes for me, because they were some of the big ones. What about you, Adrian?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I think it's the best DC movie since The Dark Knight. I don't know how much like that says, considering, but I enjoyed it. You know, I wasn't like completely blown away, but I really enjoyed Gal Gadot's portrayal of Wonder Woman, and I think her portrayal does a lot for the rest of the DC cinematic universe and like its continued, you know, liveliness before they reboot it again. So I think the movie did what it was supposed to do, and it should have come out before Batman v Superman.
Yes. All of these solo movies should have come out before any of the joint ones.
Because things are starting to make sense now. Like, oh, I only had to go sit through two crappy movies for things to make sense.
Yeah, so let's get into the meat of it. So the movie opens on Themyscira with a young Diana, and pretty much being told that she can't train and be an Amazon like the rest of the women. And we get to see one of my favorite characters, and it's... I was really blown away that it's actually Robin Wright, who played Princess Buttercup in The Princess Bride. She plays Antiope, who is one of the best, I think she's actually said to be the best general in Amazon history. And she is a badass. And
so, you know, she kills it. Absolutely kills it. Like, Stefani and I are watching House of Cards, and she kills it in that too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you would have told me that Princess Bride, the star Princess Bride, would be the most badass Amazon in the Wonder Woman movie, I would have said, nah, you're crazy as hell. So she absolutely kills it, and I wish that there was more of her.
Yeah, so I wish I had known that Robin Wright was going to be in the movie, because I actually didn't for the most part, because I didn't watch... I was very underwhelmed for it during the promotions, and I didn't watch a lot of the interviews and stuff, and I actually love House of Cards. And I really love Robin Wright, and she kills it in everything she does. Like, she's just able to be a badass. And the fight scenes, Robin Wright knows how to use a bow and arrow and shoot three arrows at once and kill three people at once, and it's awesome.
Unfortunately, the bow scenes I guess this hits me deep, is I enjoy in video games playing with a bow, but you always get mocked all the time. And then you're like, you watch the movie and you're like, oh, look at these bow scenes. They're so awesome. And then the girl gets shot and dies immediately. And you're like, oh, this is why.
But, yeah, well, she does the backflip, though, over like the thing and like shoots through those dudes. That makes up for that one chick getting shot right away. Yeah.
I know. I was like, look.
But I mean, it's like a gun. I mean, how would you expect?
Well,
they're gonna get shot there.
I was like, we need a gif of that, because that pretty much just explains DPS running in like any game.
They looked up, they're awesome, they jumped off the cliff, they used the bow to swing down, and then bam.
Yeah.
One shot and you're gone. I was like, oh.
I guess that, so this scene for me, and so the scene we're talking about is the fight on the beach after Wonder Woman saves Steve Trevor, and you find out the Germans have actually followed him and are, I wouldn't say invading Themyscira, but have found Themyscira, and the Amazons are having none of that, and it unleashes into an all-out battle on the beach. And that was really emotional for me. Just because it was a whole bunch of women being really badass and wrecking the majority of those people, but they had guns, and that's the only reason that some of them died.
Yeah.
But it was so awesome to see that. Like, just to see women fight, and it wasn't, like, sexualized fighting. They weren't, you know, breaking people's necks with their thighs, which is cool. And I think that's a really cool move, and I want to learn how to do it. But it wasn't that. It was just being a badass. And I think the costuming was really great, even though breastplate armor should not emphasize the boobs, because that your chest would cave in if you actually got hit with anything. But that's neither here nor there. I heard one critique about, like, their legs being shown a lot. But I thought it was actually well done because the slits were done because they were horseback riding the entire time, and you can't horseback ride in a full-length skirt. So, yeah. But I think all of the scenes on the mascara were awesome. You see Artemis, who's played by one of the best female boxers ever, and she just looks like she would completely decimate anybody who came her way. But pretty much everybody in this movie are badass. Hippolyta's a badass. I want to see Hippolyta fight more.
So I think you said all the cast were athletes?
Yes. So the majority of the women on Themyscira were actual athletes. If they weren't boxers, they were CrossFitters. They were people who have trained their bodies to be in the top physical perfection and probably had more abs than the majority of people who are probably listening to this podcast right now. Because they were physically fit and awesome.
So then why did they pick a model to play Wonder Woman?
Yeah. Still not happy with that.
Because did you listen to some of those dialogue scenes with those women? Probably the worst parts of the movie, to be honest.
They did have some bad dialogue. That being said, yeah. Gal Gadot, actually, I don't like listening to her because I actually don't think she's a great actress. But that's just that.
I thought she was great.
I thought she played the part pretty well. I think she played a pretty good Wonder Woman, but I just, once again, I'm not a fan of, she looks tiny, and I guess bigger body type for Wonder Woman, I guess coming from the animated series. I think it's also funny, I guess, looking at, obviously, I know they do this in a lot of movies, but, like, they always make her shorter than Chris, or taller than Chris Pine, except for when you actually see him in real life and you realize he's, like, 5 inches taller than her.
Yeah, well, he's not that much taller, because I think she's 5'10 in real life. So he's taller than her, but not terribly tall, but they totally Tom Cruised her.
Yes, they Tom Cruised her quite a bit.
Yeah, they make her seem a lot taller, which is good, because I think one of my favorite things about Wonder Woman in the animated universe, is that she pretty much towers over everybody with the exception of Superman. And she does that by having a physically, like, just a presence that makes people go, oh, dang. So that was one of the things I didn't like in the movie, was it was always, oh, dang, she's beautiful versus, well, I mean, it does end up being, oh, dang, she just, like, blew up an entire building by jumping into it.
That seems so sick.
It was so good. And I think that really brings us into what I think the best part of the movie is. It has some of the best fight choreography I've ever seen. It's really freaking good.
Yeah, there's a lot of CGI and there's a lot of punching, and it's great.
Minus the really... So when they do slow-mo with her bracers, she just looks like, oh my god, I moved a bullet out of the way. I can't believe this is happening. Versus...
Well, she's never seen a bullet before.
We're never seen a bullet. No, she sure hit him out of the sky pretty times. Easy.
She does it like every time it slows down. So it's not even the first time she like has a bullet. Because the cool thing is, once they leave the mascara and she steals the God Killer, which is the sword, and her shield and her awesome costume, and leaves with Steve Trevor, they have a scene where they've just where she's just changed into proper English attire, and they're in an alleyway, and she ends up saving Steve's wife by reaching over him and deflecting a bullet. And that is actually a really big ode to the original Superman movie with Chris Reeves. And that was Patty Jenkins' whole inspiration for how Steve Trevor was going to be played. Her main goal was to have Steve Trevor be Lois Lane, and Wonder Woman was going to be Superman. And I think she does that really well, because there are a lot of times where, the cool thing with Lois Lane is she'll get involved and she'll try to take care of herself. She physically can't. You see Trevor come in, try to physically take care of himself, and he can't. At least not in the way that Wonder Woman can. So I think the fact that she played with the damsel trope and the girlfriend trope with Steve Trevor and Chris Pine, I think that was done really, really well. And I think it highlighted how badass Diana was. I don't know what you guys think.
There's a few things. One, I was very disappointed that Chris Pine got this role, only because I like Chris Pine, and I kind of knew exactly how this was going to happen with Steve Trevor, that he had to pretty much die. And so I was hoping he would get a different role so he could actually come back instead of, we knew he was going to have the one shining moment in one movie and die.
Yeah.
But he killed it, though. You have to care about that character. If they just got, like, some run-of-the-mill actor and put him in that position, you wouldn't have cared at the end of the movie when he does that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I...
Only Chris Pine can make you feel that kind of feels.
Well, I understand that, but I guess that's why I was kind of like, I wanted him in a larger role than just this movie alone.
Yeah.
And also, I felt that Chris Pine had to save the movie. He basically had to save the entire movie, because Wonder Woman is basically given up, or she's pretty much defeated. He goes and kills himself, and then she decides, oh, I need to actually get up and fight for humanity.
Which I really like, because there's this thing called the woman in the refrigerator, and it is the idea that superheroes do not actually do anything badass until their love interest is horribly killed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And like, that is what happens in the movie.
Yeah.
So I like that they inverted that, and all Steves die in planes.
And all Chris Pines drive motorcycles.
All Chris's drive motorcycles.
Chris Pine drives a lot of motorcycles.
There are a lot of Chris's in the superhero universe, guys.
They have them in the storage closet. They just pull them out when they need one.
We need another Chris. Let's go. Yeah, so moving on, we actually get to meet some pretty great side characters. You have Samir, or Sammy. I don't remember the Irish guy's name. The sniper. Do you remember it?
Yeah. No, I don't remember it, but he's like in every war movie ever.
Yes. He's and you also get Chief, who is a Native American from the U.S. And with these characters, you get some really complex issues. So with Samir, he confides in Diana that he never wanted to con anybody. He never wanted to be involved in violence. He wanted to be an actor. But he's the wrong skin tone. Because Samir is Arab, and he is a dark-skinned Arab. And or Turkish. They don't really... I'm going to say Turkish because he wears a fez, and fezes are only in Turkey. But for the most part, he is somebody of Middle Eastern descent who is dark. And the movie is self-aware of that. And on top of that, you also have Chief talking to Diana, and she asks him, well, you know, why do you all do this for money? You know, there's no honor in this, and, you know, why don't you fight for your people? He's like, well, my people were killed. And she's like, well, by who? And she's like, his people. And he points to Chris Pine, which I thought was really deep and really cognizant of the backgrounds that these characters would have come from. And then in the Irish Sharpshooter, you actually get points where he cannot shoot his gun because he has severe PTSD and what he's been involved in before that point. And even Chris Pine seems pretty, Steve Trevor seems pretty offended when Wonder Woman says anything negative about any of the people that she's originally with. Whenever she brings up being a liar or a murderer, like, he takes it really personally, because he honestly doesn't seem too happy about the stuff that he's done, but he knows that he has to do it.
He's a spy.
Yeah, he's a spy. Yeah.
But yeah.
He's a lovable spy, though.
Yeah, I think just her interactions with those characters, I think they really do, I don't know, like, what the trope is, like, oh, everything is so new, look at this, oh, I don't understand, like, you know, this. They did it well, and it wasn't like, oh, like, this is cringy, like, she doesn't understand these customs. I think they did it super well, and I think it's a super big part of the movie. And if those scenes would have been cringy, where she was like, well, you don't have any honor, or when she's like getting naked in the store, like, that could have been super cringy. But I think they just played all those scenes off so well, and it's a big, at least for me when I'm watching, like, oh, like, that worked really, really well.
That's what I kind of liked when I guess her too, because she comes from this whole place of honor, and, like, I guess the way she talks, and she talks about the education or in the honor and how they do stuff, I guess, just fighting and generals lead on the battlefield with that whole scene and whatnot. And then she ends up with this group of basically misfits.
Yeah.
And that's probably why, I mean, Chris Pine or...
Yeah, what were they? Some kind of Suicide Squad?
Well, they're better than they...
And I think you're right, and I think that was really vital to the movie, because she has to see that things aren't great. Like, she gets to see a little bit of the bad stuff that you know, not white guys have to deal with in that time. you have the entire interaction with Chris's secretary. And I like this because I really think it's a shout out, because initially in Golden Age Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman is admitted into the Justice Society of America. And even though she can kick all of their asses, she's made the secretary. And she has this exchange with Chris Trevor's secretary, and she pretty much says, that sounds like you're a slave. And I think it was a nice nod to that. But that being said, Chris Trevor's secretary is a badass, so.
The only thing I was kind of wondering, because it comes out of nowhere a lot of times, what was she doing with the shield every time?
Yeah, I don't know where the shield went.
Because it would just randomly disappear, and then all of a sudden, like, I got my shield again. And I didn't know where it was being kept. I don't know the irrelevancy of that, but it was something that I kind of was looking at.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where it went. Movie magic, I guess.
But I think that actually brings us a nice segue into No Man's Land, which is probably one of the most talked about scenes in the Twitterverse and pretty much every review that I've seen, where the ragtag band of misfits / Suicide Squad walk into a village, into a French village that has been, or are they in Belgium? Is it France or Belgium? I thought it was Belgium?
I don't know. Something war. Okay. World War One.
They go into a war-torn village, and Diana has to realize for one of the first times that she can't save everybody. Everybody's trying to escape, and she sees people beating their horses, trying to get them to move through the mud. And she sees children crying, and she sees people with their limbs blown off, because this is what war looks like. And she has never experienced anything like this. Even though she speaks so many languages and is extremely educated, she has not seen the horrors of a battlefield, and now she has. And so she doesn't know how to deal with it. And when they go into the trenches, she says, let's take their town back, because their town is on the other side. And everybody stresses to her, this is no man's land. And no man's land is a very real thing for trench warfare. It was pretty much a stretch of land between the opposing forces where if you walked on it, you would be mowed down. You could not advance more than inches. And that was pretty much the majority of World War One, I believe a little bit of World War Two as well. And she doesn't take no. She gets up, she jumps up, and she pretty much pulls all the fire with her shield and walks through it. And for me, and I know I read a lot about this on Twitter, I read a lot of this same feeling on Twitter too. Like, that scene was emotional. It was just because that for me is the scene where, like, Wonder Woman actually becomes Wonder Woman in the movie, where she realizes what she has to do, and doesn't hesitate in doing it. So she walks into the middle of the fields, pulls her shield out, and stops all the bullets. And I was really worried about how that was going to look, because, like Matt, why the hell did you cast a model as Wonder Woman? I had a lot of problems with the casting choice, but I think that scene was really intense, and Gal Gadot did a really great job with it. And so as she's pulling all the bullets, Steve Trevor realizes, oh gosh, guys, she's actually taking all their fire, let's go. And so the people who were very much were in it for the money now realize that because Wonder Woman can do this, they will also get up and help her advance. And once Wonder Woman makes it to the other side and starts taking out the Germans, everybody in the trenches come and fight with her. And from No Man's Land, you end up in probably one of the most intense battle sequences, where she just, she takes out the entire town of Germans pretty much single-handedly. And it's awesome because it's not shot any differently than any other superhero movie, and it is all about the fighting, and it's not about close-up shots of her feminine body parts. It is about her being a badass and pulling the legs out from under people, throwing tanks at people, using her lasso, which I thought would look really cheesy, but it actually looks really cool. And it all culminates in her jumping into the bell tower of a church and taking out a sniper and bringing down the entire bell tower when she does it.
As DC's famous for, if we're just going to blow up all buildings.
Yes. It was a war zone already, though.
There were still people there.
Just the Germans, though. All the other people have been pushed out.
Yeah.
It's okay to hurt the Nazis. Well, they weren't Nazis yet.
The only thing I have to say is every time I saw these fight scenes, as much as I enjoyed them, I kept wondering, why couldn't this be an Iron Fist and look like this? This is what I thought fighting was going to look like.
Budget and not having a mask.
Sure. But no, it was just that I do like that they made it fast paced a lot more.
Yes.
I did like that they increased.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Like, this movie did not feel like the length it was.
Yeah.
Because it didn't bore you with 2 hours of fluff. Like, you could go straight into the movie, which is great, which is something DC does not do very well at all.
Thank you, Patty Jenkins.
Yeah. Like, they don't do that well at all. The villain was weak. I know we're not there yet, but we're talking about it, and I want to be critical. The villains in this movie suck.
Yeah.
Really bad. And why did you cast Stryker to be one of these people? Like, there's hundreds of actors, and you cast Stryker. You're crossing the streams, and I don't like it.
Don't do that. Why is Remus Lupin the big bad?
Yeah, like, Jesus, man. Like, you Ares, the god of war, and you make him be...
from Harry Potter.
Yeah, and every other movie that he shouldn't be the badass god of war. I thought, like, because, you know, like how sometimes, like, in the comics and stuff, he's just possessing somebody, and then he comes out, and he's, like, the actual Ares. Or, like, even in the Justice League animated series, that Ares is badass. And then you give me this guy as Ares? Come on.
Okay, so let's put that on the back burner. I want to hear what you all thought about the No Man's Land scene. And then Ares.
Well, it was great. I don't think there's any negatives there.
Yeah, I mean.
It's definitely better than anything that they've done before. Like, the only rival to it is maybe the fight scene in Batman and Superman, where he's, like, literally Arkham City, and he's just jacking up everybody. Like, it rivals that as just being badass.
The only thing is, I think she, as much as it, like, for her empowering everybody else, she came to the realization, which you kind of touched on, was that, because you could tell when they were going on this, we talked about, like, she was, like, because they obviously weren't people of honor or anything else, yeah, or money, that when she saw them run up and help her, that maybe this is different than just, like, maybe these aren't just people that just, yeah, like, are in this for the money.
Yeah, and immediately after that is when Steve Trevor says, okay, we'll part ways now. I don't have any more money to pay you. And they're like, yeah, no, you paid us enough. We'll stay with you. I also want to point out, too, that Wonder Woman doesn't know all the powers that she has to begin with. She has no idea who she is. She thinks she's just a regular old Amazon. And when she steals the God Killer, she learns that she has super strength and can punch holes in walls to climb up a tower. And she totally picks up that tank, not really knowing that she can pick it up and throw it. And she comes into her own in this entire movie. Anybody else want to take the next area?
Yeah, I want to go back to Ares.
Okay, we'll go back to Ares. The Ares is the very end.
Well, I mean, what part after No Man's Land do we really need?
Well, we have the other villains.
They all suck. They're all bad. Dr. Poison sucked.
I like Dr. Poison.
Oh, man. She was like...
She didn't do anything.
No, she was terrible. She was like Power Rangers level cringy. She's like, oh, I think I have an idea, and it's terrible. That's literally how she delivers the line. And it is so bad. And she's like all giddy and giggly after they throw in the gas thing. She's literally Rita from Power Rangers.
What's wrong with that?
It's so bad. It's so out of place in this movie.
I didn't see the point of her, honestly. Okay. I mean, I got it, but I'm sure she does a lot of things.
She is in the comics.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In this era, she...
Yeah, and she's like based off like an actual, you know, Dr. Poison, you know, in that time.
So Dr. Maru...
Well, like, Dr. Poison, like, is like an actual dude. So I understand, like, the necessariness for her, but she just acted it awfully. And it took me out of the movie every time she was in a scene because she was so cringy to me.
I can see that.
I just didn't see the point of her. I thought in the grand... I guess that was one thing that I had. I guess not necessarily a problem, but they had, like, kind of split in this whole, like... I didn't really see the necessity, I guess, of the other two. The World War II, I guess, villains.
World War One.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Villains.
It's okay. I called them Nazis, and they're not Nazis yet.
Yeah, they were just, it was just weak. And then, like, oh, okay, now we have the twist of Ares, which I didn't see coming. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But then you didn't give me anything else other than David Thewlis, or whatever his last name is, like, being literally born in 1963 and should not be Ares. He should be some jacked dude. What they should have done, this is what I wanted him to do, because you see at the end of the movie when he's, like, channeling, this would have been okay. I would have been okay with his casting and them keeping him like that, if when he's doing like all the lightning stuff, if they do a twist, like, just kidding, that's actually Zeus, who is tired of like the humans and stuff, and it's like it's a double twist. But no, they just left it as Ares, and she just like killed Ares. And then I think, why did you have so much trouble with Doomsday? You literally just killed a god.
Yeah.
But you couldn't kill Doomsday? Like, what is this? What's going on here?
Yeah. I did like his armor. I thought he was
badass.
The only cool thing is when he gets his armor and then he does like the burning like his eye hole things. That was dope. But you can still see his face under there, so you still know that it's him. Like this, look at this guy. Like you made him super buff when we just saw him 2 seconds ago. He was not that buff.
Englishman.
Come on, Patty.
He was on Earth for a long time waiting. He got old. He needed a cane.
Which I totally want to know, like, what type of CGI they used, because they actually show him, I believe, on a CGI body in the after he falls, he's like in the pit, and it's like a really quick scene. He has like a six pack and everything, and I'm like,
That's how he looks. He's English.
I can get by.
You can work out and all that time.
Well, he didn't have anything else to do, apparently.
But the villains was weak. Like
they were weak, utterly forgettable.
And for DC to have better villains, arguably, than Marvel, to give me that is just really disappointing for me.
Yeah, I can agree there. I also think that the general Ludenwaffle, I know that's not his name, but that's what I'm going to call him. He always plays like the angry and or evil German in like everything that I've seen him in.
Yeah, but he's already in Marvel Universe. Why'd you give him to me here? I didn't need him here.
Because he plays a good German.
I was like, all right, now are you going to go, you know, mess with Logan now? Is that what you're going to do after this?
Because Logan is done.
Yeah, I didn't. I just have to figure out, I didn't care for the villains.
No. I do think that what happens from the villain, so this entire time, and the reason Dr. Poison is brought in is because they are coming up with a new poison that will break gas masks and turn the war in favor of the Germans. And they deploy it. Wonder Woman doesn't stop it. And when they deploy it, the entire city that they were just partying in and that they had saved is dead. And Diana sees that and she runs into it unaffected by the gas. And that is kind of one of her realizations towards there is a lot of bad in the world. And I think that the overarching question of this movie is, what do you do when bad things keep happening? When there is stuff in humanity that is just beyond ugly, what do you do when that happens, and how do you keep pushing forward? And I think that is in the last act before the Ares fight, when she kills General Ludenwaffle. She really thinks that she's killed Ares, and that's not the case. The cogs of war keep turning, and she has to realize that this isn't what she thought. This wasn't the influence of Ares. It was people being bad. And Steve meets with her and tells her, you know, it's not about whether people deserve it. It's what you believe in. And I believe that I need to save people and I need to keep thousands of people from dying. So I'm going to go do my thing. You can go ahead and sit here if you want.
Chris Pine had to save this day.
Yeah, just like all the other women in all the other movies.
Yes.
And I mean, I think that's the big takeaway from the movie is, what do you do when all the chips are down and they just keep falling? And I think the only thing I really didn't like was when that whole like love line that she closes the movie with, that I just didn't like that.
I thought it was kind of cheesy when she took off at the end, by the way, from her office.
I mean, I don't think the line is cheesy, because back in the day, like when her character was created, like she was supposed to be a character like partially driven by love. So like, I think there was more of like a homage to like her original creation more than anything.
I still think that makes it cheesy. I mean, it is definitely an homage, and then they do include a credit for William Moulton Marston, her creator, in the credits. So that's definitely a nod to him, but I still think it's cheap.
Yeah.
I think the other things too, that a lot of people were mad with is, so apparently some of the hard fought manatees in Twitter were very mad that she says that you don't need men for pleasure when she's on the boat with Steve. And this interaction is an entire, it plays to the fact that in DC canon, Wonder Woman is bisexual. And she's just really amazed that Steve is just like, oh no, I can't lay with you. We're not married. And she was like, well, does this mean we're getting married now? And then he lays down and they end up having this really kind of forced talk about sex. And she's like, oh, I've read all the Pleasures of Cleopatra. I know what it is. I know what men do. Just the Amazons have realized that you are essential for procreation, just not for pleasure. And I thought that was awesome. So, but as the only female on the podcast,
yeah, you want a cookie for that?
I thought it was great, but it did piss off some people who went to go see it. But those are probably the same people that were mad that a lot of people were watching at the Alamo Drafthouse.
Well, I think we covered pretty much almost from start to finish there.
Yeah. Y'all have anything else to add on plot?
No, not really.
No. Yeah, everything was good, and just the villains were the only part I did not like about this movie. Everything else was great. It's a great Wonder Woman movie. I don't know if it's like a great movie in the way that like Logan's a great movie.
I don't think anything will be a great movie the way Logan's a great movie, though.
I mean, Civil War's a great movie. There's character building. There's laughter stuff. The villains are good. The twist is good. But the villain just really took me out of this movie. I hope they do more. I hope she gets another one, like where she fights. Not like Chitara or something. But
yeah.
No. God, no. Yeah. That'd be so weird.
That'd be awesome. Cersei would be
no. That's who I thought they were going to have her do, because Ares always seems like this kind of like, you know, Doomsday-esque or like Darkseid-esque for her.
Yeah.
But Cersei would be dope. I'd be down for Cersei.
Cheetah.
No.
Yes. I love Cheetah. Cheetah's awesome.
Sure. No.
Yes.
I guess since we did that, since you guys kind of jumped into it, I was going to say, where does this rank now, I guess?
Adrian, yeah. You go first.
I can't compare any movies to the Marvel Cinematic Universe because they're all better than this, than like DC movies in my eyes, like all the top ones. But this is definitely, like I said, like the best. This is like 1A for me for like DC, because Dark Knight's just amazing, like start to finish. But this is really, really good. No, I put this at 2 because Dark Knight has everything and the villain is good. This has everything, but the villain is bad. So I'd probably put it at number 2 for DC. Universe. Definitely, like, in their new incarnation of, like, their reboot, this is worlds better than anything they've done so far, though.
I was gonna say, didn't know if you were comparing, but definitely better than all the other DC movies from this incarnation. I mean...
Does it break your top 5?
For DC overall?
Overall and DC.
Overall, no. Probably not. That's including Marvel, correct?
Yes.
Then no. And I think for DC, depending on, I guess, how far back we go with all the Batman movies and go, I mean, it was better than Batman and Robin, but
better than Bat Nipples.
Yeah, I mean, better than Bat Nipples. I mean, it was up there. I mean, better than some of the Batman, probably Batman Forever. I mean, it was probably better than that one as well. Those are way back there.
Better than Catwoman, better than Supergirl.
I like Batman Begins a lot better. I like the Dark Knight a lot better.
Well, let's not factor Nolan, because I think Nolan is, like, the Logan of that era.
The last one? What was the last one? Dark Knight Rises? Is that it?
I believe so.
Yeah, that movie sucked because the twist sucked.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The whole twist and the way they did the time frame was weird to me on that one, but yeah. Besides that one, no, I mean, it's probably in the top 5 DC universe, but then again, that doesn't say much for movies.
I went in with no expectations because I hated the casting and I didn't think that they were going to be able to make her, because she's so tiny, like physically tiny. I didn't think that they were going to make her look like a badass in the fight scenes. Like, I needed to be able to believe that when she is taking on, you know, soldiers in the trenches and stuff, that she was going to hold her own. And I think the fight choreography that they do with her, it really proved that to me. I went in with no expectations, and I think Gal Gadot blew it out of the water for me. And I think the fight choreography is what gets me. I don't think I've seen this good a fight choreography, even with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Black Widow gets pretty close, because Black Widow has some pretty good fight choreography, but it's a lot of punching and a lot of throwing stuff. And hers, I felt like she got every element of who she was as a character from
every element of her being a demigod compared to a Russian spy.
It, well, yeah, Yeah,
I mean, but really, you're gonna compare those two?
But I know. I'm not just comparing her to Black Widow. I am comparing her to all the other fight scenes that I have seen in the Marvel Universe too. Like, I think her fight scene from No Man's Land into the buildings of the town, for me, is one of the top fight scenes. I don't think it's one of the top movies overall, but I think that fight scene, because it was fast-paced and just the way it looked and the way it was done, that's what I love about the movie. I don't think it beats out Marvel movies for my top five, because all my top five are Marvel movies, but I think it pretty much blows out anything that DC's done other than Dark Knight, because Dark Knight is also the only movie that in the DC universe as a whole that beats her, and Nolan was just really good. But I think the fighting was great, and I think that for me, that's what you go to a superhero movie for, the action. And I think that Gal Gadot and Patty Jenkins prove that Wonder Woman can bring the action just as hard as the other superheroes, which I think was one of the things that people were worried about when they did this movie, was it going to feel like a superhero movie? I think it did.
That's believable. I just know y'all, I mean, I guess choreography alone, yeah, the fight scenes were great. I just kind of with Adrian on, you start comparing like a rich guy,
well,
a
yeah,
Russian spy,
no.
A guy with super serum to a demigod.
But she's also a demigod that doesn't know she's a demigod. She's also a demigod who finds out that she's super strong along the way. She's also a demigod who's trained her entire life to be able to fight like that. I mean, I think on top of that, she fights a lot better than Thor. Thor's an actual god.
Well.
She fights better than Superman. Superman's pretty much a god. Unless you lock him in a cave, you ain't killing him.
Superman would kill Wonder Woman.
No, because in Wonder the universe, he doesn't. And there's this
Superman's
awesome
OP.
Scene. No. There's this awesome scene in the Justice League animated series where Wonder Woman kicks his freaking ass. And
Superman killed Doomsday. Gal Gadot couldn't kill Doomsday. Therefore, Superman better.
No.
You know, when A is greater than B, then B is greater
yeah.
than C.
Yeah, math. Thanks, Matt.
All I know is I'm the one who hated this movie, and I'm when it was first brought up, and I'm the one who loves it the most. So
that's good. I mean, I enjoyed it. We don't want to say it was a bad movie. I just know compared to a lot of things, no.
But I'm also saying, like, her being a demigod has nothing to do with her fight scenes in general. Like, she could have been a demigod and really sucked. Like, you brought up Iron Fist. Iron Fist trained in martial arts for a really long time. Finn Jones
the only reason I brought it up is because you said Black Widow scenes are great, but all she really does is punch. We're like, well, of course that's all
no,
she does. That's all she can do is punch.
I said the other... No, I'm talking about the other fight scenes with the other superheroes. Those are all punching. Black Widow's fight choreography is actually really intensive, and it's not just punching.
Yeah, that's why I said I was like...
I didn't say she just punchy. Punched. I said the other one's just punched.
We'll go back and listen to it. But you definitely said punchy.
I
did say punchy, but I didn't talk about that with Black Widow. I talked about the other people being punchy. Because Black Widow is not punchy.
She's the only one that can lift a tank.
Captain America can lift a tank.
Lift it up or carry it and throw it, I think is a difference.
She could barely keep a fucking helicopter from lifting off. Like, she's not going to be able to pick up a tank and throw it.
Pick up a tank.
She picked it up and threw it.
Like in movie canon? Yeah, like
oh, yeah.
Wonder Woman's
not
weight.
Movie canon. Yeah, not movie canon.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. Wonder Woman would probably kick the majority of all the existing superheroes' asses. That much is for sure.
Yeah.
Except for Superman. But, you know.
No.
He's got laser beams coming out of his eyes.
I do really want to see a Justice League Doom movie in the future, if we get that far. If they can survive. Because I think Justice League Doom is probably one of my favorite things, where Batman's entire stuff is raided. And all the different ways to kill all the Justice League members are used. Because Batman has a plan for everything.
He's rich. He can do whatever he wants.
Which, I guess to end this, what are your thoughts for the DCEU after that? Because obviously, during Wonder Woman, they did play the trailer for Justice League.
It's gonna suck. Zack Snyder's, you know, directing it again. Like, you're giving me the same stuff over and over again, and you're not changing anything, so it's going to suck. People are going to hate it. It's unless Ben Affleck and Khal Drogo, you know, buddy cop the hell out of that movie and carry it, it's going to suck.
Khal Drogo was the best part of that trailer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if those, because Ben Affleck is good. We know Ben Affleck is good in this, in these movies, and his interactions with Aquaman look good. So if that doesn't carry the movie, and if you don't highlight Wonder Woman as what Wonder Woman does well, it's gonna suck because everyone already hates Cyborg. People who love DC, you know, in its television run, hate the Flash already.
Yeah,
it should be Grant Gustin. Yeah, so like, anyone who likes that already, you know, hates two out of the five members of the team already. So
I don't even like the fact that they left out the founding members and start throwing in other random people.
Yeah,
and they made that Batman's gonna be the Justice League, and he could.
Idris Elba should be John Stewart.
Because Batman never wanted to be a part of the Justice League.
He's like, I'm a part timer, and now.
Yeah, why is he the one assembling the team? Like, this is stupid.
Like, it never made sense.
No, and I completely agree.
You don't have a Green Lantern. I'm sorry.
You don't have the Green Lantern, which is, like Adrian just said, John Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah, Hal Jordan.
No.
Cyborg wasn't even around. They just throw Cyborg in.
Yeah.
No. This...
Yeah, I think so, too. I think
Let's go, Ben Affleck. Let's go.
Let's go Aquaman. I hate Aquaman, but I'm rooting for Aquaman because Aquaman doesn't
even
badass.
Like the Justice League either.
No, yeah, because Aquaman's like pissed off at the Justice League, and the Justice League pretty much have to stop Atlantis from like blowing up everything.
He joins so
and
they can
joins.
Have protection, like he's an ambassador.
Yeah,
that's it. And now he's a founding member. Whatever. Okay.
Yes.
Anyways, let's just wrap this up here.
So it does not look bright, but we're all gonna go see it, and I'm sure we'll review it and recap it when it comes out. As always, rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever listening service you do. And you can find me at @OhMyMythRandier on Twitter and Instagram. Guys?
Adrian, you always go second on this.
You can find me on Twitter at SuperReese93, SupereRRUIZ 93.
Sorry if I have OCD, but that's the way it goes. But anyways, you can find me on Twitter at DatM18. DATTM18, and also I will be the host of our other little side show, or I guess mine, of the Other Side of the Wormhole, the Lost Thoughts of the But Why the podcast, in which I basically can talk for about these topics for a while longer and all the other stuff that we look into that we don't have time for.
Yeah, so if we missed anything, got anything wrong, or you think there is a better scene than the ones that we mentioned, go ahead and add us on Twitter at But Why Though PC, or you know, just send us a Facebook comment or a Facebook message on Facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC.
Yep.
Yeah, hair give me strength. Bye, guys.
Bye.